Today's daf is daf Mem Vav, and Saba Josh wants to give us not only his normal opening, but a moo. Okay, and now we're ready for the very special
Zukta Heilige Mishnah
on Mem Hei Amud Beit. Hayam Evashel Et Hashlamim Oshokan. So the next step, we're going step by step, and we took the sar yesterday, poured rotav on it, put it underneath the cooking shlamim, and then as he cooked or stewed his shlamim, came along the kohen, ha-kohen otilat ha-zroa b'shela min ha-ayil. The kohen would take the zroa, the arm, forearm of the front arm of the animal, front leg, and would take one, should say, chalat, matzah achat, minasal. There was, as we mentioned earlier, two sets of matzot that were brought, each one of 10 matzot. And there was the regular matzah, what we call matzah, which is a rakik, like a cracker. And there was a chalat matzah, which is more like what the Taimanim call a matzah, something that's edible. So he would take one of those and one of the rikikim, rikik matzah achat, v'notein al kapei ha-nazir, and then this was all put, the zroa b'shela, together with the chalat matzah and the rikik matzah, on the hands of the nazir. By the way, for some reason the Mishnah leaves out the fact, but as it says before in the Pasuk, this is not to say that that's all that was put there, because you would also have the regular tzduf of chaz v'shok. It's not that this is a separate, at least according to most, that this is a separate tnufa than chaz v'shok. So you'd have the chaz v'shok, the emurim, and the zroa b'shela, and the chalat matzah, and the rekik matzah, all on the hands of the nazir, and then the kohen would put his hands beneath the hands of the nazir and would wave the entire thing, as you always do, tenufa, back and forth and up and down, and that was what the pasuk required. At that point, acharkach hutar nazir l'shtot yayin l'tameh l'meitim. At that point, it's all over. The nazir is now allowed to become tamei, to be like everybody else. Interestingly enough, the Rambam says, at that point means that night. Big discussion of what it, why is it a din in a day, not in the actual avos hakorbanot. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kivan shenizrak alav echad min adamim. Rabbi Shimon says, you don't need all of this. You need zrikat adam. That's what's important. The moment you do zrikat adam with the korban, hutar anazir l'shtot bayayin l'tamei l'meitim, at that point, he's already mutter in the things that the nazir is osra. Obviously, he still needs to do the correct tiglachat etzah. Tanravana. So we find the machlokas in the Braita that we've mentioned many times before between the Tanakama and Rebbe Eliezer about whether tiglachat is ma'akev. And here we're finally at that point. So our Mishnah says you could take the shlamim, you could do your do the tenufa, when it's all over, then it's all okay. So Toner Rabbanon ve'achar yishten azir yayin means achar ba'aseh kulam, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. This that we just learned seems to express the din of Rebbe Eliezer. The moment that the nazir becomes muhutar is only after he completes everything, even including the tenufa. It says only at that point is utar nazir lishtot yayin ulehitame lemeitim. Whereas the Chachomim say, achar means achar ma'ase yechidi. You do not need the tiglachat. Lichora, you do not need the tedufa. You need one of the acts that it says in the posek about the korbanas. And so whatever it is, that's sufficient without a tiglachat. As we saw all over the Masechta, we've been talking about the question whether tiglachat is ma'akevet or not. This is the machlokes replies of the Chachomim. Is tiglachat ma'akevet? But we'll see it's a broader question than just tiglachat. So most before Shem learned, this is Alibad Rabbi Shimon. And what it's saying, after any maisa, meaning even after I just bring the dam of a korban, even without doing the tiglachat. If the Torah says, in the Pasuk of Tenufa, it says, V'niv otam ha-kohen tenufa lifnei Hashem, al chazeh atrufa v'ashoka truma. And then it says, v'achar yishteh anazir yayin. Isn't that mashma that it means after that, that last step? After the trufa? How can the Rabbanan deny the meaning of the pasuk that says, v'achar yishteh anazir yayin? Which certainly implies that before that, the nazir cannot drink wine. Says the Gemara, the reason is because if they were mekabel a gezeira shava. K'tiv hacha v'achar yishteh anazir yayin, which indeed implies after the whole jazz. However, the pasuk also says, in the previous pasuk, it says, beferish achar hitgalcho et nizro. Now, over there, achar, it's the same word, achar, the gezeira shava is achar, achar. And they learn out one from the other. So just like Tivhata, Achar Hitgalcho et Nizro, Mahatam, just like over there in the previous pasuk, Achar, by definition, was only referring to one Masa, Hitgalcho. So just like over there was after a single act of Giluach, so too Afkan, where it says Achar Yishteh Nazir Yain, it means after one of the above acts. Well, couldn't it mean Adika Tarvayu? In other words, Achar means Achar the Tiglachat, plus Achar means Achar HaTenufa. Why not add them together? No, because the Rabbanu were Mekabel Gezeira Shava. And the Yoch Gezeira Shava Lomali. I don't need a Gezeira Shava for that. That's the simple meaning of the verse. The Gezeira Shava is coming to tell me that they are similar in that they're both considered to be a reference to one particular Maaseh. Now, in the midst of all of this, Rav has this statement that we're trying to make sense of, in which he says, Omar Rav, Tenufa benazir ma'akevet. This halacha that we had in the Mishnah of waving around the zroa b'shela of the El Nazir, by the way, I should mention to you, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, not here, there's a machlokas in the Gemara about whether the zroa is taken as b'shela, or it's taken and then b'shela. The simple pashtus of the Mishnah is notelat azroa b'shela. However, the achronim are docha, the diak even in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah will often use the lashon of the pasuk. And the pasuk says azroa b'shela, but that doesn't mean at the time that he took it, it was the azroa b'shela. In any event, getting back to this. So says the Gemara, according to Rav, that tnufa b'nazir is ma'akev. According to whom it's tnufa ma'akev? I'll leave it in mind. I mean, is he coming to tell me I'll leave it a rabbonin? Who argue, they hold that Tiglachat is not Ma'akevet, that Tenufa is Ma'akevet. Ailei, Ba'libet Rabbonin. Does that make sense? Tiglachat am Rabbonin lo Ma'akevet, Tenufa mi boy. I mean, even the Tiglachat, which is so central to the entire process, and it's on the actual body of the Nazir, that's not Ma'akevet. Come tell me that Tenufa is Ma'akevet. How could Tenufa be Ma'akevet? Tenufa is the thing that's least Ma'akevet, Bechlal, even on all Korbanos where other things are Ma'akevet. Ella, what are you telling me? That according to Rebbe Eliezer, that Tenufa is Ma'akevet? Of course. Rebbe Eliezer just said, he learns out from the Pasuk, V'yachar Yishteh Nazir Yayin. I mean, the reference in that Pasuk, it included Tenufa. That's what it said. It says, V'enifo tamako hein Tenufa lifnei Hashem, V'yachar Yishteh Nazir Yayin. So what, I need Rav to tell me what Rebbe Eliezer said beferish. What's the chiddush in that? Ha'omer Rebbe Eliezer achar ha'asim kulam. Says the Gemara, because Mao de Tema, you see, I might have thought that even though Rabbi Eliezer says Achar Ma'asim Kulam, it's not a reference to Tenufa. Interestingly enough, why not? Because Tenufa is unique when it comes to the dinim of Karbanot. Because even in all of the places where we bring a Karban that we're Mukhiyev to do Tenufa to, we know that Tenufa is called Shiarei Mitzvah. And if you're not Menif, you are Mechaper in the end. So Ma'o de Tema Kivin de Le'inyan Kapara, since in all Karbanot that I'm bringing, for whatever purpose, Tenufa is always viewed as Shiarei Mitzvahi, so vis-a-vis the dinim of a Karban, it's Shiarei Mitzvah, not Ma'akev, I would have said that Lagabe Nazir, it's part of the din of the Karban, and not Ma'akev. It should be less than Tiglachat. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, nonetheless, you should know that Tenufa is Me'akevet. Says, where is that true though? Mima Akva is indeed Tenufa Me'akevet? ותניא זאת תורת הנזיר. בין שיש לו כפיים, בין שאין לו כפיים. So now, what is וזאת תורת הנזיר? We know זאת תורת הנזיר is usually an inclusive statement. So no matter what it is that the matzav is, no matter what variations you'll find, Torah achat lechol hanazirim. So what would that come to tell me, says the Braita? It comes to tell me whether he has kapayim or whether he doesn't have kapayim, it's still the same exact halacha.
That either way, even though he doesn't have hands to be meiniv, he would still be yotzi without tenufa. Now this has got to be going on libra Rabbi Eliezer, because according to the Rabbanan, why would I need a pasuk of Zot Torah Tanazir to tell me somebody who doesn't have hands? I know that from the achar, even achar ma'aseh yachidi, in which case it's got to be going, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. And somehow Rebbe Eliezer is made that indeed when it comes to tenufa, exactly as Rav said we needed to know, that when it comes to tenufa, tenufa is not ma'akev, which is the opposite of what Rav was saying, that even tenufa would be ma'akev, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. Not to mention the fact that according to the Rabbanan, there's never havamina that the tenufa could possibly be ma'akev, because after all, according to the Rabbanan, even Tiglachat is not ma'akev. So what this has got to be saying, therefore, is that Tenufa is not ma'akev, even Alibet Rebbe Eliezer.
V'yalahod etanya, zot Torat ha-Nazir ben sheyesh lo seyar, ben sheyin lo seyar. What do you think? That those words, ben sheyesh lo kapayim, ben sheyin lo kapayim, that's coming to tell me that it means that it's not ma'akev? Vatanya, because it's the same exact words we've used Zot Torat HaNazir. Obviously, we can use it to include anything. So there it says, Ben Sheyesh Lo Seyar, Ben Sheyin Lo Seyar, okay? I mean, the truth is, you think to yourself right away, who is that referring to? If it's coming to tell me Zot Torat HaNazir that it is Ma'akev, Ben Sheyesh Lo Seyar, Ben Sheyin Lo Seyar, then that would be Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer. But Rebbe Eliezer doesn't learn out that Tiglachat is Ma'akev from Zot Torat HaNazir. He learns it out from achar, meaning achar maaseh kulam, achar tiglachto. So tiglachat, according to him, is ma'akev, correct? So it can't be going to him. If it's going according to Rabbanan, Rabbanan said beferish, it's not ma'akev. So there's something wrong with the reading anyway. So the Rush points out, at this point, we could already say, obviously, the meaning of this is not what it looks like. Can't be coming to tell me, stop, that it means it's not ma'akev. But because it wants to give us an insight into the way words are used, when it compares cases in which something is impossible, such as ein lo kapayim or ein lo seyar, to cases that are possible, we want to bring, in fact, a braita that discusses precisely this issue and show us the machloket beit shamayim beit hillel. So now, v'yatanya. Nazir nemurat, if you have a nazir who is completely bald, so Beit Shammai omrim, eino tzarich la'avir ta'ar al rosho. You do not need to take a razor and go over his bald head. Hu Beit Hillel omrim, tzarich la'avir ta'ar al rosho. Now, what's the meaning of this machlokas? V'omer Ravina, so Ravina explains the machlokas. My eino tzarich, when Beit Shammai says he does not need to be mavira ta'ar, means don't bother, because it ain't going to do you one bit of good. If he doesn't have any hair, there's nothing he can do. Eino tzarich means ein lo takana. There is no way to do the tiglacha. Therefore, whatever the halacha is without a tiglacha, either you can't be mekayim in the mitzvah of the tiglacha, alibi d'rabbanan, or according to Rebbe Eliezer, there's no way to get out of your nazirut, because tiglacha is makev, and you don't have any hair to be megaleach. But that's the meaning of Eino Tzarich. Whereas, according to Beit Hillel, Hola Beit Hillel, Yesh Lo Takana. So according to Beit Hillel, what's the meaning of a case of a Nazir She'en Lo Seyar, which you're coming to tell me is basically the same halach, what it says over here, Bein She'yesh Lo Seyar, Bein She'en Lo Seyar, that it's not, you're saying, not Ma'akev. Now wait a minute. Maybe it means it's Ma'akev, but in the same way that if you don't have any hair, you take a razor over a bald head, so too it means the Yeshua say you take a razor with hair on his head. That's the point. So it's not coming to tell me that it's not ma'akev. It's coming to tell me you can do what you do whether or not you have hair. That's what it would be saying on the Beit Hillel. So you jump to conclusions when you said Zot Torata Nazir, Ben Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Ben Shein Lo Kapayim, that means that it's not Ma'akev, because obviously if he doesn't have Kapayim, he couldn't possibly do it. That's not what it means. It means if he doesn't have Kapayim, you have to do it in the same way that you have to do it if he does have Kapayim. In other words, in the same way it means take a tar and go over a bald head. So it means wave it with a stump if he doesn't have a hand. But it seems he'll say, but that's not waving. And since when is taking a razor blade over a bald head considered to be shaving? So in other words, just like over here, there's some takana. So it means there's a takana, but it doesn't, it's not a reflection in the din of ikuva. So the meaning over here would be yesh lo takana. This reading, which Ravina is giving us over here in the Machloket of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, which is obviously not the way you would understand it, Kipshutai. This is the way he was Makabel, the Machloket Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel. There's no way to prove it from the words. When Beit Shammai says, Eino Tzarich, that he means, well, you do, but it won't do you any good. I mean, that's a rather strange reading of Eino Tzarich, don't bother. You know, we don't usually, what Eino Tzarich means it's not necessary. Here we're saying, it isn't necessary because what's the point? You might as well stand on your head and spit nickels. I mean, it's not going to make any difference to you. That reading is the reading that Rabbi Pedat has. Do Yomar Rabbi Pedat, Beit Shammai v'Rabbi Eliezer amru davar echad. It's clear that Beit Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer hold the same thing. What Rabbi Eliezer were referring to? My Rabbi Eliezer. Well, the Tanya, ein lo bo'en yad v'reg. What would be the din? The din of a mitzorah that doesn't have a big toe or a thumb is the equivalent, licha'ora, of a nazir who doesn't have kapayim or doesn't have hair, correct? So what would be the din if he doesn't have a bo'en yad? Where are we supposed to put the dam? Where are we supposed to put the sheben? It says Rabbi Eliezer, that point, yeah. It's missing. Ein lo tara olamit. There's no way to be metayrim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, if Rabbi Pedat is saying that that's what Beit Shammai holds by nazir, so he clearly has Ravina's reading. Because when Beit Shammai says you don't need to take that razor, what he's really saying is it won't help to take that razor, just like Rabbi Eliezer saying it won't help to sprinkle that blood because there's no thumb there. Which is what Beit Shammai said, won't help to move that razor because there's no hair there. So that means I'm reading Eino Tzarich in the same way. So clearly Rav Pedat was Mekabel the Pshat in Beit Shammai the way that Ravina was. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no way for such a mitzorah to become tahor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yanichenu amikomo v'yatsa, put it on the stump of the thumb, and that's it. You yotze. That's exactly like what Beit Hillel was to be saying. Take the razor and put it over a stump, so to speak. There's no hair there. But act as if there's hair here too. There's no thumb there. But that's the place of the thumb. The head is the place of the hair. So do the action in the mokum that the Torah said to do the action. That would be Alibi de Beit Hillel. V'chachamim omrim, Nyaniach asher smol v'yatza. You could, even though it's supposed to be bowen, the bowen of the yeminit, but if there's only a bowen on the smolit, so it's not ma'akim, then it should be yamin. So according to this lashon, the way that we're understanding Beit Shammai is that if it's missing, there's nothing to do, in which case einach inami. If the kapeh hanazir is missing, there's nothing to do. If yol tenuf is ma'akim, the sar is missing, there's nothing to do. A bowen is missing on a mitzorah, there's nothing to do. According to Beit Hillel, you go over the act and do it on the place where it was meant to be done. And this has nothing to do, therefore, with the Rav's, what Rav was saying is that the tenufa indeed would be ma'akev, because this, whatever the chiddush is, aliba, the Rebbe Eliezer, is that the truth is the same as anything else. That's still true, but that's not what we're referring to here. Now, let's see. Now, you haven't spoken to the Roxanne company. Lishnach rina amrila. Now, there's another Lashon in Rav that has it the exact opposite from beginning to end. It starts with saying that Omar Rav Tnufa Benazir Ma'akeh. So Rav is saying Tnufa Benazir is Ma'akeh, to which the Gemara says Alibed Aman. I mean, what? Alibed Rabbi Eliezer Pshita. Omar Rabbi Eliezer Acharam Asim Kulam. So I don't need it. The Chiddush is that what? Alibed Rabbanan. Hashti Yeshomer Tiglachat. Even Tiglachat, which is Begufa Omar Rabbanan Lo Ma'akeh. Tnufa Mi Boy. In this version, we're trying to prove that Tanufa would be Ma'akev even Aliba the Rabbanan. Instead of saying that Tanufa is Ma'akev Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer. Omi lo Ma'akva? What do you mean? Is Tanufa indeed not Ma'akev? Vatanya, Zot Torat HaNazir, Bein Sheyesh lo Kapayim, Bein Sheyin lo Kapayim. Now in this version, we assume that what that means is the opposite of the way we assumed in the previous case. Because we have a klal, kol ha-ro'i le-bila, bila ma'akevet bo, v'ko she'ena ro'i le-bila, ain't bila ma'akevet bo, ko she'eno ro'i le-bila, bila ma'akevet bo. And that's a reference that we've had many times to the model case, which states basically a yesod, that even when something is not ma'akev, it's only not ma'akev if it were at least a possibility. But if it's not even a possibility, then it is ma'akev. The model case is the halacha that the mixing, the proper mixing in a mincha of the ingredients of the shemen and the solat is not ma'akev. However, the Gemara has a Kabbalah that beyond 60 yisaron, it cannot be mixed properly. There's too much material to mix properly in that container. And so, b'meila, once you bring a mincha of that size, the mincha is possible. I bila is ma'akev. But since it's not royal bila, bila is ma'akev. This is the case over here as well. You could tell me that tnufa is not ma'akev. But if the guy doesn't have any hands at all, suddenly tnufa is ma'akev. So if Zot Torat HaNazir is teaching me that all nazirim are the same, whether they have hands or they don't have hands, it seems to be saying that tnufa is ma'akev. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I know tnufa is ma'akev anyway. I don't need to know it from Zot Torat HaNazir. I know that from Achar. So therefore, we'll have to say that this is going Aliba the Rabbonin. And that would mean, therefore, that indeed what you're saying is correct. Tnufa is ma'akev. What are you guys jumping and saying that it can't be worse than tiglachat? Indeed, tnufa is ma'akev. So Zot Torat HaNazir ben sheyesh lo kapayim ben sheyin lo kapayim. That's the way you understand the comparison. So by the same token, Ad Tanya, Zot Torat HaNazir ben sheyesh lo seyar u ben sheyin lo seyar. What is that supposed to mean? That since he doesn't have hair, so then there's no way to do a haircut. So over there must mean that tiglachat would be ma'akev even if he does have hair, because you're comparing the two. Is that true? V'atanya, nazir mimurat, beit shamay omrim eino tzarich la'avir tar al rosho, u'beit hillel omrim tzarich. V'yomer Rabbi Avina, now this that has Rabbi Avina instead of Ravina, even though usually they're the same person, but the other Lushan quotes it as Rabbi Avina and quotes the Pshat in Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in exactly the opposite direction, according to which, when Beit Hillel says, well, you've got to use a tar on that head, he doesn't mean take a tar and put it over your bald head. He means you've got to, and therefore there's nothing to do about it. Tzarich ve'eno takana, which would mean that what? According to Beit Shammai, when Beit Shammai says you do not need to take a tar, he doesn't mean you don't need to go through the action of taking the tar. He means, look, when Beit Hillel says the word tzarich, what does he mean? He doesn't mean you need to. He means to, well, what you really need to do is to take a tar and cut hair, and since you can't do that, therefore there's nothing to do. You're stuck. And there's no takanan. If you're like Rebbe Eliezer, there'd be no way to get out of this zirut. If you're like the Rabbanan, so there's no way to be mekayim your mitzvah tiglachat. Correct? So by the same token, this is how the Rosh Hashanah understands the Losh of the Beit Shammai. By the same token, what Beit Shammai is saying is, eno tzarich is the meaning of, you do not require havarat ta'ar the way Beit Hillel says, that a tar has to have hair. The tar could work without hair. That's what it means. In which case, Beit Shammai would be saying the equivalent of what we thought Beit Hillel was saying in the previous Lashon, in which case, Pligei d'Rabbi Pedat. But now we'll have to go back and look at this Braita and say, look, this Braita doesn't make sense according to anyone but Beit Shammai. Because we know according to the Rabbanan, Teglachat is not Ma'akeh. So how could it be comparing the case of Ein Lo Seir to Yesh Lo Seir? We know according to Rabbi Eliezer, it is Ma'akev, but not from Zotar Atanazir. It's Ma'akev because it says Achar, meaning Achar Ma'aseh Kulam. Therefore, this Braita must be a statement, not the way Rav was learning, that there's a special case of Tadufa Aliba de Rabbanan, but rather, all that it might mean is what Beit Shammai says. When you need to do something, you don't have the physical possibility of doing it normally, such as you don't have hair, what you do is you move the razor over your head. So therefore, if a nazir does not have hands, that doesn't mean that the tenufa is ma'akev. All that it means is that he should use a stump to do tenufa, or use some part of his body to do tenufa, just like we understood it in the previous case. According to this, Pligei d'Rabbi Pedat, because Rabbi Pedat learned that the meaning of Beit Hillel's statement is move the razor over an empty head. But the way now that Rabbi Avina is learning, it says exactly the opposite. According to him, well, that'll get you up anyway. Yes, indeed. Maybe we ought to connect some electrodes to your teeth. So according to Rabbi Avina, according to the way that Rabbi Avina is learning that the meaning of Eino Tzarich of Beit Shammai is to say, you don't need hair on your head for the razor, you just need the razor. Wait, before, I must tell you there's about five other Pirushim in this sugya, because you could see that this is very, very iffy, the way it reverses its assumptions and the readings and so on. There's a lot of different pshatim. I'm taking essentially the first pshat in Taisus and the Rosh as the given here. But it's not all that immensely satisfying. Okay. Gilach al hazevach v'nimtza pasu. How about if the Nazir went ahead, he was megaleach on one of his korbanos, and then it turned out that korban was pasu, in which case the tigalachat was not done with the korban. So then tigalachat psula, and the zvachav, all the other zvachim, which were supposed to follow doing the tigalachat, didn't count because they can't be the Zvachim because he's still in the middle of his Nazirut because he never did a kosher Tiglachat. So he's going to have to wait 30 days and do the Tiglachat all over again and start over again because it turned out that the whole thing was possible from beginning to end. Dilach alachatat shelo lishma v'achakach evi korbanotav lishman. Now, echata shelo lishma as opposed to other korbanot shelo lishma is possible. So if he turns out there was a kavon of shalol lishma on his chatas, and he had used his chatas as the first of his korbanos to bring his tiglachat with. And then he goes ahead and he does everything fine. He brings the rest of his korbanot. Even if he brings those korbanot lishman, it still doesn't help because tiglachto psula, since the korban chatas on which he had based his tiglachat was psula. So the tiglachat is psula, but if the tiglachat is psula, then the zvachim that were brought subsequently are not the zvachim of a nazir, so they were lo alolo. I mean, they're very nice nidavot. Thank you very much, says the mizbeach to him, for your fine oila and your fine shlomim. Yum. But it didn't help you very much. I'll expect another one in a month. So that would be the halacha there. On the other hand now, if he was megaleach on the oila and the shlomim, now this is interesting because the oila and shlomim are kosher shelo lishman, right? But they're not oila lebalim l'shem chova. Okay, so suppose he was megaleach on the oila and the shlomim, but it wasn't brought lishman, and then he brought the other karbanot lishman, even though the karban is kosher, tiglachto psula and zvachav lo alulo. Because zvachim without the tiglachat is like bringing zvachim in the middle of a nazirut. It's not going to be oil alo for being yotzi from his nazirut. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not so poor. Oto hazevach lo alalo. The one that he brought shalol lishman didn't count, but the tiglachat was kosher, amazingly. Tiglachat is kosher because, as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon holds, the Torah never said that he has to do the tiglachat on the korban that he's bringing for his nazirut. It only says that he has to do the tiglachat on a korban shlomi. Now, suppose it's a different korban shlomi, which essentially is what happened over here. Because in bringing the shlomi of shalom lishma, it turns out that he's bringing a nidava. Where did the Torah say that the hair of the nazir can only be negulach on the particular shlomi that he's bringing for the nazirut? It says to bring it on a zevach shlomi. This is a zevach shlomi. He said, but it's not all a labalim l'shem chova. So, it's a nidava. The din is when you bring a korban that you were chayef to bring for a neder, and you bring it shalol lishma for that person's neder, it's still a perfectly kosher korban, it's just treated as a nidava, and you weren't yotzi your neder. So same thing over here, you're a nazir. You've brought the korban shlomim of a nazir, not for the purpose of a shlomim of a nazir. Okay, so you brought a nidava. Doing the tiglachat on that nidava, it's also perfectly kosher, which means that any carbon that was brought subsequently, which was lishman, would also be kosher because the tiglachat was kosher. The only thing that's missing is you'll have to bring the carbon that was shalom lishman. You have to bring it again because you're chayav of that carbon. But the tiglachat is perfectly all right. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Omer, only oto hazevach that was brought shalom lishman lo alalo. Avos sha'ar zevachim alu, the other zevachim do count because the tiglachat counts. And if you brought all three korbanot first, and then you were megaleach shloshtan, as long as one of them was kosher, then tiglachto kshera. Nimtza achad b'yam kasher, tiglachto kshera, v'yavi sh'ar zevachim, you can continue doing the avoda on whatever else you have. Whatever is missing, you bring. Omer avada bar ava zot omeret. It's clear from this Mishnah that the sheet of Rabbi Shimon is, that kasav Rabbi Shimon, Nazir shegilach al shalmei nidava yatsa. That even though the korban that is being brought for the giluach is not the korban specified as the El Nazir, nonetheless, it's a shlomim, it's a nidava, that's just as good. So therefore, he must hold it yoyotze. Where does he get it from? My taima says the Omar Kro. Since it says in the pasuk, the gilach anazir petach ol moed, and it says that he should take lakach at sarosh nizro. V'natan aleisha shetachat zevach hashlamim. Zevach hashlamim? Why does it say zevach shlamav? Since it doesn't specify which shlamim, it means any shlamim. Lo katuv al shlamav, and therefore, since a shlamim, an el nazir shalol lishma, is a korban shlamim of nedava, you would be yotze, says Rabbi Shimon. Since you yotze the tiglachat, there's no problem with your other korbanot. So what are you left with a problem? A simple problem. That you weren't yotze the chiyuv of bringing an el nazir. So bring an el nazir. Who cares? There's no need to do anything else but to bring it. I am a vashelet ha-shlabim o-shulkan. Ha-kohen otelet ha-zroa b'shela min ha-ayil, v'chalat matzachat min ha-sal, u-rekik matzachat, v'notin ha-kapeh ha-nazir o-menifam. ואחר כך הותר הנזיר לשתות יין ולהתאמה למתים. רבי שמעון אומר, כיוון שנזרק עליו אחד בן האדמים, already הותר הנזיר לשתות יין ולהתאמה למתים. תונה רבנה, ואחר ישתה הנזיר יין, that means אחר המעשים כולם, you gotta finish everything, דבר רבי אליעזר. וחכמים אומרים, no, אחר means you do one thing, it's fine, אחר מעשה יחידי. Certainly don't need to do the תגלחת. מה הייתה מהיד רבנה? Because k'tivach ha-v'yachar yishtah nazir yayin. Which, if that's all it said, we would have had to agree to Rebbe Eliezer. However, we have a gzera shava to another use of the word achar. K'tivatam, in the previous pasuk, it says, achar yitgalcho et nizro. Now, achar yitgalcho is obviously a reference only to one act, the act of giluach. So, ma'atam achar ma'aseh yechidi. Afkan achar ma'aseh yechidi. I understand. Maybe it just means achar both. In other words, ema adi ketavayo, achar it galcho.
Yes, that's one in one case. V'achar yishte means achar trufa and so on. Now, because then you're not telling me anything. I need the Xerashava to teach me that. That's the pshita of the psukim, that it's saying achar on both of them. Omar Rav, tnufa benazir ma'akevet. Now, what is Rav saying? It's ma'akevet ali ben aman. Ilayim ali ben rabbonan. It can't possibly be ma'akevet. I mean, tiglacha to Omar rabbonan lo ma'akva. Tnufa mi boy. Ela ali ben Reb Eliezer. I mean, so I need Rav to tell me that. Pshita? The Omar Reb Eliezer achar ma'asim kulam? No, but Rav is coming to teach you that ma'o de tema, given to li'inyan kapara, shiare mitzvahi, that nonetheless you should know that it is ma'akev. Is it indeed mi ma'akev? V'atanya zot torata nazir. Ben she yesh lo kapayim, ben she ain lo kapayim. What is that coming to tell me? I mean, I don't. It certainly can't be coming to tell me that aliba the Reb Eliezer it is ma'akev, because I mean Reb Eliezer says it's ma'akev not from zot torata nazir. It's coming to tell me that from achar. It can't be coming to tell me, I'll leave it to Rabbanan, because Rabbanan hold that it's not ma'akev. No? So what must it be? In other words, it must be coming to tell me indeed that it's not ma'akev. So that there's a unique case because of Zot Torata Nazir to teach me that even though achar would mean, without further ado, would have meant that it's ma'akev, but Rabbi Eliezer saw from Zot Torata Nazir that it's not ma'akev. You're Yotze even without Kapayim. Is that the way you read it? V'lo ha d'tanya zot torat ha-nazir. Bein sheyesh lo sar, bein sheyin lo sar. Och nami lo ma'akva. V'tanya nazir memurat beit shemay omrim eno tzarich la'avir ta'ar al rosho. U'beit hilel omrim tzarich la'avir ta'ar al rosho. V'yomer avina, what's the meaning of eno tzarich le'beit shemay? Means don't bother is what it means. Eno tzarich means eno takana. But that implies, the way to understand Beit Hillel is that yesh lo takana. So therefore, that's the meaning when it says zot torata nazir ben sheyesh lo kapayim. It doesn't mean it doesn't ma'akev. It means it's ma'akev, but there's an eitzah. What's the eitzah? Take the tar over a bear head, and if there is hair, so then take the tar on the hair. But it's certainly not coming to say that aliba de Reb Eliezer it's not ma'akev at all. There's no reason to say such a thing. V'hainu the Rabbi Pedat, by the way, that reading in Beit Shammai is Rabbi Pedat's reading also. The Omer Rabbi Pedat, Beit Shammai, v'Rabbi Eliezer, Amru davar achad. My Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya, ein lebo inyad v'regel on a mitzora, which is the equivalent of an ozir that doesn't have kapayim. So there is over here the shita of Rabbi Eliezer that says, ein lo tara ol amit, divir Rabbi Eliezer. And that means that don't bother. In other words, there's nothing to do about it, which is exactly what Beit Shammai said, the way that Ravina was learning him. And therefore, Rabbi Pedat is clearly understanding Beit Shammai, Aliba the Reb Eliezer, must be the same way that Ravina was understanding it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, well, there's always an Eitzah. Yenichano amekomo v'yatzah. What's the problem? You can always put it on the stump, which is the equivalent of shaving a bald head. V'chachomim omrim, yaniach al shasmo v'yatzah. Okay, that's one lashon. Lishlach rina amila, omarav tnufa benazir is ma'akva. To which we ask, Ali ben Aman, he leim Ali ben the Reb Eliezer pshita. I mean, Reb Eliezer says achar ma'asim kulam. Ela Ali ben the Rabbanan. Doesn't make sense to say such a thing. Ashti yeshlomet tiglachat amir Rabbanan lo ma'akva tnufa mi boy. Indeed, you think you're so smart? Umi lo ma'akva. What you're saying? It's not ma'akev. It is ma'akev. Vatanya Zotar Atanazir Ben Sheyeshlo Kapayim and has the ability, and therefore you think maybe according to Rabbanan it's not ma'akev, but Ben Sheyeshlo Kapayim, certainly the Rabbanan are made in a case of Koshi Ainu Roy Labila Bila is ma'akev, and it compares the two, so must be telling me that it is ma'akev, and therefore I am right in saying that I'll leave it to Rabbanan, even though normally things are not ma'akev, but the one thing that would be ma'akev would be Tanufa. That's not how to understand that drasha. Elo d'tanya zot torat ha-nazir. Bein sheyesh lo seyar ubein sheein lo seyar. You know, read that the same way? That rakinami de ma'akva? V'tanya nazir memurat beit shamay omrim eino tzarich la'avir ta'ar al rosho. Ubeit hilel omrim tzarich.
And Omer Rabbi Avina, and this Lashon, when Beit Hillel says Tzarich, what he means is Tzarich ve'en lo takana. So Hala Beit Shammai, yesh lo takana, which would mean that he should take the tar, and eno tzarich la'avir tar al rosho with sar. He can simply be ma'avir tar al rosh without sar. And that's what was meant by comparing the case where he's yachol or eno yachol. They're both the same, because you don't actually need the hands, you don't actually need the bohen, you don't actually need the seir, as the case may be, in which case it's the exact opposite of what Rabbi Padat says, because over here, Beit Shammai is bedafka not saying, like Rabbi Eliezer. He's saying you can always do the act on a bald head or put the blood on a place where there's no thumb. Gilach ala zevach, v'nimtza pasul, tiglachto psula uzevachav lo alulo. Gilach ala chatat shelo lishma, v'yachakach eviko banotav lishman, tiglachto psula uzevachav lo alulo. Gilach ala ola ala shlamim shelo lishman, v'yachakach eviko banotav lishman, tiglachto psula uzevachav lo alulo. Rabbi Shimon omer, oto azevach lo alulo, avoshar azevachim alulo, because his tiglachet was kosher. V'im gilach ha-shloshtam v'nimtza achad mihem kosher. So the tiglachet is kosher, because at least one was kosher. Whichever ones were pasul, he should make up. Yavishar zavachim. Omer avada barava, we see clearly from Rabbi Shimon, that zot omeret kasava Rabbi Shimon, nazir shegilach ha-shalmei nedava, which is exactly the halacha, in a case where you bring shalmei nazir shalol lishman, so they become, if they're not going to be yotzi yachiev, they become a nedava. And he's saying, nonetheless, that the tiglachet is kosher. So he apparently holds, if you're begaliach ha-shameh nedava yatsa, my time, eh? Omar Kroa, v'natan ala'ez shetachat zevach ha-shelamim. Does it say anything about it being zevach shelamav? Lo kadava shelamav. So whatever the shelamim is, it's kosher for his tiglachet.